Cactus.
You've got to be crapping my balls.
Cactus.
This is going to be a fuck job to edit.
Cactus.
Well, what do you want me to call them? Winners? Because that would make me a liar.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Arby. I just noticed I'm having problems with my player thing here, so I expect the show to crash halfway through today. But it's okay, because I'm only going to do a 15-minute show today. Just 15 minutes. Everything else is a bonus. So it's going to crash in 7.5 minutes. So yeah, I've got numbers to call. I've got lots of numbers from Brittany Baker. I finally transcribed all those. She always just sends me screenshots of people posting their phone numbers on her Facebook, all of her dumb friends. So I typed all those out. And I got this message yesterday, last night, on Facebook from a girl who works at Fry's Electronics in the same area that Michelle lives. Crazy Twitter Michelle. Psycho, crazy twittering Michelle. I wonder what Michelle's tweeted. Hold on. Let's look at Michelle's Twitter. She hasn't tweeted since March 2nd. I think her tweets are private now, and she won't let me on. I'm banned from her Twitter. Maybe if I logged out, I could see it. Anyway, yeah, Michelle, crazy Michelle. She says she saw Michelle at her work at Fry's Electronics. And she said it looked just like her. And then whoever she was with called her Michelle. So I'm skeptical. I, like, no offense, Fry's employee girl, but I'm a little skeptical. But I'm going to try it anyway. So what I've done is I figured out which Fry's this girl works at. And I set my caller ID up to be Fry's, so I'm going to call Michelle, and my caller ID is going to show up as Fry's. And it's pointless to explain all this, because Michelle never answers her phone anymore. So this is just not going to work, but I'm going to give it a try. I'm going to call up Michelle, see what happens. Oh, come on, Michelle. I always thought Michelle had a cell phone, but her phone just rings forever now. Like, there's no voicemail. So I don't know what's going on with her phone. Okay. Give it up on Michelle. I will try her again before the end of the day, just to... maybe she'll pick up, but I don't know. Could have been funny. Thanks, Fry's employee person, for sending that number. VN is rebroadcasting this show on a URL that's really easy to remember. Everyone quickly type this in, cytu.be/r/phonelosers. I'll try to remember to put that in the show notes, because VN really loves this website. It's some sort of community where he can rebroadcast things or videos or something. It's like Tiny Chat, I think. I don't know. I never go to it. Screw the inn. But he pasted it in the Madhouse chat room if anyone wants to go there and do whatever people do there. So this show is sponsored by Jason. Months ago, Jason sent in some money, and I guess I sent him stickers, because he said, thanks for the stickers. Have a couple Four Locos on me. And he didn't give me permission to use his name, but Jason's a common name, so whatever. I'm giving out your info, Jason. Thanks for the sponsorship. White Sword is also rebroadcasting on hitbox.tv/whitesword. A bunch of radio pirates out there rebroadcasting without permission. No more rebroadcasting from anyone. Is that really White Sword? Hi, White Sword. I heard your voice the other day, because I was, I'm converting old phone shows from, like, 2009 and putting them all on YouTube. On youtube.com/phonelosersshows. I've done almost the entire year of 2009, and one of them had White Sword calling in. So, hi, White Sword. Haven't seen you around in a while. Except on Facebook. I'm going to quickly play a pre-recorded prank call that didn't work out. Nunu's been bugging me forever, of course, to call UK pizza places. So I used some Skype UK credit, and I had horrible luck. I couldn't get any pizza places. They were, like, really smart there, I guess, or like, really suspicious of American accents. I couldn't get any of them to give me pizza numbers, but I finally got one to give me, like, three of them. And he was suspicious the whole time. And then of those three, only one guy answered. And he didn't get angry at all. Instead, he did this.
Yeah. Hello?
Hi, this is Gary from the Pizza Hut. You ordered a pizza from us today?
Yeah, buddy. But this is San Francisco, buddy. I'm from England.
San Francisco?
Pardon?
Well, what are you talking about, San Francisco? Are you not at 109 Camden Way?
Yes, I am, pal. Sorry, mate. It says it comes up on the phone, San Francisco, CA, on my phone.
Oh, I don't know why it would do that. I'm calling from the Pizza Hut. You ordered a pizza from us?
Absolutely, mate. Yeah, and your accent threw me off. Yeah, I did, buddy, yeah.
Okay, yeah. We're going to spit in that. We're going to spit all over it. Just going to spit on every single piece. And spit on 100% of the pizza.
That's right, buddy. That sounds good, because I said about you're American. I just thought you had a long way to drive, buddy, that's all.
Oh, no. It'll still be there in 30 minutes or less, I promise.
Oh, fair play to you, my friend. Cheers, fuck.
We're going to spit all over that fucking thing.
I tell you, I'll spit in your face if it is.
Oh, yeah, we'll see what happens when I get there, motherfucker.
This must be the most random Pizza Hut phone call I've had.
No, really.
Are you sure you're the driver?
Yeah, no, I didn't say I was the driver. I'm the cook.
You're the cook?
Yeah, and I'm spitting all
over. All right.
I'm spitting all over this goddamn pizza.
And you make a habit of ringing up your customers and telling you to spit all over their pizzas.
Well, I'm just being honest. I'm a Christian man.
Hey, don't worry, mate. I tell you, mate, you should be employee of the month, I say, mate.
I'm a Christian, and I believe in being honest about my spitting. And I'm probably going to piss in your pizza.
You reckon you're going to... See, this is the problem, though. You're coming to my door and you're telling me this is not the best thing for you to do, you know?
No, I'm not going to be delivering the pizza. That's gonna be Craig.
Yeah. Craig?
Yeah, so if you want to...
So is either one pissing in it or are you pissing
in it? No, I'm pissing in your pizza and Craig's going to deliver it.
Poor old Craig. His car's going to smell a bit nasty by the time he gets here then, isn't it?
If you want to punch Craig in the stomach, that's fine.
Well, after he's just driven here with piss smelling in his car from you.
Yeah, you might want to smell the pizza when he hands it over, just to make sure.
All right then, pal, I'll tell you what. All right then, pal, well, I look forward to the pizza gets here, whether it's covered in piss and shit or whatever you got to do, but just I'm hungry and I look forward to it.
Okay, well, enjoy that pizza. Have a nice
take it
evening.
Easy, buddy. See you later.
Goodbye.
Good luck, buddy. Bye.
So yeah, that's UK people. They don't give a shit there. That was the only UK customer I got through to. I might try again someday, but it sucks because they all use cell phones and cell phone calling is not included. So yeah, didn't work out too good. I think I'm just gonna give up on it really though.
Hello.
Hi, Acid Piz.
Hi.
What are you doing?
Oh,
you know, just a show and stuff.
Just a show. Long time no show.
Yeah. Well, no, it's been like a week.
Oh, well, I don't get to listen.
You need to pay attention.
I can't. I just can't. Other things going on.
Yeah. Kids keeping you busy and got to do lots of laundry.
Yep. Pull the laundry. You know,
yep.
Mr. Mom.
What?
Instead of Mr. Mom.
Oh, yeah, that.
So Michelle didn't pick up the phone? That's too bad.
Yeah, I'll try her again before I quit.
Okay.
But we tried her last night on Matt's party time show, and she didn't pick up then either. I think she's just suspicious of all phone calls because of all the extreme harassment coming from Madhouse this past year.
Oh, gotcha.
And I always tell people not to prank her, to leave the poor lady alone, and here I am pranking her. Trying to.
Man, did you ever find him?
What's that?
Did you ever find Grumpy Old Man?
No, I never tried. I figure we had our fun with him and just left him alone. He changed his number, and I could have gotten it back then, I'm sure, but I just didn't. I don't know. Leave the poor guy alone. I did find he had a meetup account where he was trying to meet girls, and he was like being a little forward with the girls on these meetups that he was joining. He was like, thought he was writing private messages, but he was posting public messages on these girls' profiles trying to hit on them.
Ew.
It was pretty hilarious. So I used my Chris Tomkinson meetup account, and I tried to friend him, but he never accepted my friend request.
coolness.
Yeah. Well, bye.
Okay, no more small talk.
Hey, are you still listening to the streams? Like, do you listen to the PLA Shoutcast a lot? I know you used to.
I try to.
But it's all the same stuff, right? Like, you're bored with it?
Yeah, I am bored with it.
Sorry. I try to put the new shows...
I'll listen to Carlito's show, but, he doesn't like
me. Carlito doesn't what?
He doesn't like me.
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't either, so...
Oh, God. Way to hurt me.
Yeah, whatever. Eat shit. Bye.
Fuck you, Brad Carter.
Okay. Tell your kids to eat shit and die.
Bye.
It's okay to say that, because his little kids have gotten on the phone and cursed at me before and hurt my feelings, so I can say mean things about his kids. Acid Pez's kids. That was Acid Pez, everyone. Mr. Clay, that was Acid Pez. He's a long-time listener. Like, dozens and dozens of calls. Time caller. Whatever I'm trying to say. I don't know. Let's call a Brittany Baker number anyway, though. Let's call the one he didn't pick up last time. This is the only one that I think is a repeat from the last show. He's the one that's depressed. He's like, honestly, I could really use some cheering up. Come visit me at work or text me, heart. He's the barista at Starbucks.
Hello?
Hello, is this Jake?
Yes.
Hi, this is Gary from the Internal Revenue Service.
Okay.
And I'm working here with a Starbucks corporate office, and we're trying to figure out your tax returns here. It says you're claiming 73 dependents on your taxes.
Wait, what?
That's what it shows on the tax forms here, that you're claiming 73 dependents.
I said that I claim nobody when I did my taxes a couple days ago.
Oh, I don't know. Like, it shows on here 73 dependents.
And I have no idea what's doing that, because I did it online through Tax Act, and I definitely hit claim no one.
Oh,
I hit the zero box.
That's weird, because that's what you had on it last year, too. I mean,
yeah, exactly.
There's no truth to that at all? You don't have 73 dependents?
No, I definitely do not have 73 dependents.
And this is, I've got the right person, this is Jake Onst?
Yes, this is him. I work for Starbucks in Cy Kroger, 747, yeah.
Since what?
Yes, I work for Kroger, yeah.
Kroger, oh, and could you verify your social security number?
Yes, it's 29.
Oh, that was dumb. Yeah, you shouldn't give out your social security number to people over the phone. But yeah, you owe because of you claimed the 78 dependents last year, you owe us $3,473. So yeah, you're gonna have to pay that right away.
That's not right.
No, definitely because of the 73 dependents.
I definitely don't have 73 dependents.
I know, but yeah, you shouldn't write that on your tax forms if you don't have 73 dependents. That's like tax fraud.
I didn't write that on my tax form.
And in the Starbucks corporate office, they're like very upset about this and that you've been trying to cheat them.
I didn't write that on my tax form, though. I did it all online through Tax Act.
Oh, I've got it right here, though. It shows, like, in the box for number dependent, 78.
You said 73 a minute ago.
73. I'm sorry. I wear glasses, and the eights look like threes.
Hmm. Well, I definitely did not hit no 73 or 78 whatever dependence on my...
You're trying to trick me with the wordplay. You said you did not hit no 73. And that's a double negative.
No, I'm not trying to trick you with wordplay. I didn't hit...
Double negatives are fraud.
When it came to dependence, I clicked zero.
I know exactly what you're trying to do, Mr. Double Negative.
I'm not trying to trick anything.
Well, why would you write 78 dependents?
I didn't.
This is just crazy. Okay, look, I'm going to put on your tax form here. Oh, he hung up. Should I call him back and just let him know I'm kidding around? I think he knows I'm kidding around. I was going to do Baz's idea and give him a retarded asshole fee. He did give out his full social. I turned down the volume so you guys couldn't hear it. Yes, Sinks, go get some food now. Hurry up. Do you guys, like, I don't know, should I be saying I'm with the IRS? I always say we shouldn't impersonate cops and FBI and, I don't know, IRS is a government official, kind of. What do you guys think? Should I pretend I'm with the IRS, or is that a bad idea? Ice Goose says it'll be fine, but, you know, Ice Goose has done stuff in the past that's had the feds bothering us. So I'm not going to listen to you, Ice Goose. Joey's bored. Brittany's friend Joey. I feel bad because I should have told Brittany that I'm doing a show, and so she could hear me fuck with her friends, but I forgot today. But she should be looking at the live show feed anyway, so that's what you get, Brittany. Neon Butt's like, where's my YOLO attitude? That's right, I'm going to impersonate the IRS the entire show. That's all I'm going to do today. I'm just going to YOLO, I'm the IRS.
You have reached the voicemail box of 9.
Schmanky is telling me that the Twitter has not been updated today for... twitter.com/liveprankshows, and I actually checked that right before the show, and I noticed that, and I don't know why, because everything that I post on the Facebook, it should go to live prank shows, and there hasn't been anything posted since February 28th, which was, I think, G-Ad's Art of Phone Larking show, so I don't know, it got disconnected from Facebook somehow, maybe, I don't know, I'll look into it later. Or I might not, because Carlito is setting up a whole new community based around, you know, the Madhouse shows and my shows and all the other Madhouse people. And I think we're going to be switching Twitters and Facebooks and stuff soon. So screw this old stuff. Who cares about it? It did post on Facebook, though, and that's what Brittany's on, so it's all Brittany's fault. Hold on, I'm gonna message Brittany. She's constantly sending me all these numbers. And she loves hearing them called. I can at least give her a quick message. Not that I do this for anyone else, but I don't know. Alright, let's call Tristan. Tristan Tebow sincerely hates being sick. Oops, I just deleted all his shit. Someone please text or message me. And I wrote down a couple of his friends' names from Facebook. And he was sick like weeks ago. Brittany sent me all these like a month or so ago. I've just been really bad about doing submitted pranks. And I'm sorry, I need to do that.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 5-1.
I'm going to catch up on prank submissions soon. Oh, Neon Bits got a good idea. I'm from the Internal Roy Venue Service. That's brilliant. I can say I'm with the IRS, the Internal Roy Venue Service. I can't get arrested for that. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, I'm calling for Tristan Tebow.
Yes.
Hi, this is James from Walmart. I'm calling to do a reference check. I have a Janelle Snodgrass in here. She's trying to get a job.
Mm-hmm.
And she left you as a personal reference. And I just calling to see if, you know her and everything.
Oh, yeah. I go to school with her.
Oh, okay. And she says she's worked with you. You've been her boss for 2 years now?
I'm not a boss, but...
Well, manager, you know.
I'm not a manager either.
Oh, well, that's weird, because she wrote on the application here that you were her boss for 2 years. Are you saying that she's a liar?
Huh?
Are you saying that she's a liar?
I'm not saying she's a liar, but I'm not a boss and I'm not a manager of anywhere.
Yeah, that sounds like you're saying she's a liar. Like, also on her tax form here, she wrote that she has 78 dependents. I thought that was kind of high. Like, does she really have 78 dependents?
I have no idea.
You don't know if she...
We go to school together. We really don't talk much.
Does she have, like, dozens of kids and family and stuff that she supports?
Not that I know of.
Oh, my gosh. This is tax fraud.
I have no idea what's going on, and I really don't want to be any part of it.
I know. You should just ditch her as a friend. I mean, she's making up lies. She claimed you as a dependent. And she says that... you were her pimp.
I don't know who this is.
And I don't even know if that's legal.
I
don't know if that's legal in this state even. You're not trying to cover up your illegal activities, are you?
I don't know who you are, but I'm a 17-year-old girl that's going to high school right now.
Oh, forget I said the pimp thing.
And I'm going in the Marines, so why would I try and risk that?
I don't know. I just don't know.
Well, I don't know who you are, and I don't know what company this is, but don't call my phone back.
I just got told by a Marine, by a future Marine. This is odd. I was trying to message Brittany Baker, and her account's gone. Like, it's just gone. It does not exist anymore. I'm pretty sure it existed yesterday. So, Brittany Baker, I think she got her account shut off for reposting all her friends' phone numbers. Damn it. Okay, I have two more from Brittany Baker that I have not tried. What the hell? People in the chat room are posting, URLs to IRS criminal investigations and fraud and crazy stuff. Quit messing with me. Kayla. Kayla got a new phone. She needs new numbers. She's like, I got a new phone. Send me your numbers. I couldn't find her Facebook.
You have reached the voicemail box of 5132.
No answer. And the last Brittany Baker one is from Lorelei Martin. Oh, and this is a really dramatic... I wish I had dramatic music. Or I think sad music would be acceptable on this. No, it needs to be dramatic. Anyway, she says, well, everyone, I will be deleting my account at 10 o'clock tonight. So if you need my number, it's 937 blah 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 blah. Thanks. So she had to announce to everyone at exactly 10 o'clock p.m. she's pulling the plug on her Facebook. What a drama queen. Kind of like Rappy McRapperson does. Hi, Baz.
Hey, Arby. Just called to say I wish you a good show and wish you Godspeed and all that.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. And it's probably maybe not a good idea to impersonate the IRS too many times, because you never know.
So less than a dozen?
Yeah. I think it's your constitutional right to make 3 calls impersonating the IRS.
What do you think about saying I'm with the Internal Revenue Service?
Well, yeah, that technically I think you would be okay with that. And most people are dumb enough where they wouldn't catch that.
Do you think we could tell people that we prank that I'm with the FBI? But if they press it further, I'll just say I'm a female body inspector.
I don't know. That's probably a gray area there.
What's the difference?
Well, true. But you never know. The NSA is listening, and they might not see it that way.
Hey, do you want to attempt to call Lorelai Martin? And I don't know. She's the one. She deleted her account. And
okay. So what's the premise?
Let me read it again. Well, everyone, I will be deleting my account at 10 o'clock tonight. So if you need my numbers, and then she gives her phone number. She's like a girl that posted her phone number on Facebook.
Okay. So should I convince her not to delete her account or something?
Well, this was several weeks ago. This was like maybe a month ago. Maybe you could say you're with Facebook and that's not allowed. I don't know. It's Lorelai Martin. Lorelai Martin.
Okay, I'll give it a shot here.
Hello?
Hello, may I speak with Lorelai Martin, please?
This is her.
Yes, hello. My name is David Snoswell. I'm calling with Facebook Customer Service. How are you today?
Oh, she's not buying.
I mean, what's not believable about that?
If she doesn't pick up, just leave her an angry message from Facebook. We'll be done with her.
Okay.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
Lorelai Martin.
What a dumb name. Lorelai.
It's not available. At the tone, please record your message.
Ms. Martin, this is David Snoswell again, calling from Facebook Customer Service. We don't appreciate being hung up on here. We are the premier social networking site in the world, and that's very disrespectful. And I just wanted to tell you that you have a very dumb name, Lorelai Martin. And had you not canceled your account, we were going to cancel it anyway, because we don't want to allow people with dumb names like that to post on Facebook. So tell all your friends that if they have names that are as dumb as yours, that they're going to get deleted too. Bye.
I gave you a good hang-up noise.
Damn.
That was perfect, I'm sure. I wish we had a Facebook that we could watch and see what she says in response.
Yeah, she doesn't have a Twitter account.
Oh, I don't know. Like, yeah, I have no idea.
Fuck her. Fuck her anyway.
She's just like Britney Baker, just shutting off her account dramatically.
Cool. Well, anyway, Brad, I've got to go. I have to play.
I was
going to
hang up on you anyway.
Like Acid Pez. Yeah. Oh, you're going to hang up on me anyway. Perfect. But yeah. This just fulfills my lifelong dream I've had for years of making a prank on the Snowplow Show. So thank you.
Yay. Thanks for calling. Bye. Yeah, me and Baz were on Carlito's show yesterday on the Madhouse Show, the Madhouse Morning Show. But not at the same time because, to be honest, I don't like Baz at all, so I waited for him to leave before I called in on Carlito's show yesterday. So that was fun. I was sort of on the show with Baz, but not really, because I didn't want to be. Stupid Baz. So that's all the Britney things. And it's weird that Britney's just disappeared like this. I'm not concerned or anything, it's weird. Why would Britney just disappear? What the hell, Britney? The last time I did a show, I did Twitter complainers, and I was really sad that nobody really responded to those before the show was over. You know, nobody tweeted, like, oh my god, I just got a call. But you'll remember I got that guy in a Starbucks to rip up his bills. Rip up, like, $60 in money. And somebody, like, he didn't start this conversation, but somebody else on his Twitter wrote to him. His name was Michael. And Michael's friend said, "Hey, how are those bills that you ripped up?" And Michael responded with, "They're fine. I taped them up and deposited them into the bank." And then the friend replied, "Good to hear. It was hilarious, but I wouldn't want anyone to lose that much money just because someone told them to do it." And Michael said, "I was completely lost. I still have no idea what the hell happened, haha." Neon Bit is saying that he's the one that wrote those messages to Michael, but you're probably full of crap. Because, I mean, he's just responding to him like they're friends. But, I mean, that's cool that, you know, Michael, he didn't lose $60 because of my call, and he seems to have a good sense of humor about the whole thing. So yay for Michael. And then there's this other lady. She responded. She didn't pick up the phone, but I left her a message. Remember, I left everyone's messages. And she wrote on her Twitter, "Here's what happens when you share concerns with Enterprise." And in parentheses, strong language. "Here's their message for me." And then there's a link to a Google voice message. Let's listen to it.
"Hi, Lisa. This is David from Enterprise Rent-A-Car. And we understand you had some problems with our service. And I just wanted to let you know, fuck you, you're banned. Don't try to rent from Enterprise ever again, because we will not let you. Have a nice day."
I love that the hang-up noise was in there. And also you could hear Lady Gaga playing in the background of my message. But that's the only tweet that she wrote about the whole thing. So she didn't go on and on and on about it, which I was kind of hoping for. So overall, I was kind of disappointed in the responses to all my Twitter complainers, but oh well, still pretty good stuff. Johnny from the Jerky Boys, he did like this gigantic interview in RollingStone.com where he just talks about his history with the other Jerky Boys and like all the calls he did, and he says he's gonna do a new prank album soon, which we shouldn't be too excited about because he made a new prank call album like 5 or 6 years ago and it was complete garbage. It's horrible stuff. But Rolling Stone, they forced him to do prank calls in the office or whatever, and they're kind of funny. Like, there's three of them. There's one by Frank Rizzo, one by Saul Rosenberg, and one by Jack Torres. And here's the Saul Rosenberg prank. Why is it so quiet?
Apple, this is Brina. How can I help?
Hi, how are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm good. Pretty good. I just wanted to know why they took the picture down of me on the wall there.
I'm not sure. Which one is it?
It was the picture right by the bathroom there. I was a world-class skier, and I dominated from 72 to like 80. And I was the best.
Yeah?
Yes, I was the best ever. And they took my picture down. I can't understand that.
I'm not sure. You know, with all the remodeling this summer, it maybe got put into storage, not back up. I'm not positive.
Yeah, I was there during that remodeling, and you know what's funny? I fell through the floorboards, and they couldn't find me.
No.
They couldn't find me for days, but they, you know, they were very nice about it. They fed me. But the thing is, that's weird, is that picture, I was wearing those really cool goggles that were given to me from my father. And it was very hurtful that picture's no longer hanging there.
Okay, that's a minute of it. It goes on for like 2.5 minutes, but I thought it was funny. There's like 3 calls on here. They're not too bad. Gives me hope for the new Jerky Boys album. Maybe it'll not suck, but in the show notes on phonelosers.org, I'm going to put a link to this gigantic article by Rolling Stone about Johnny from the Jerky Boys, because it's good stuff to read if you're into that sort of thing. Billman's saying he didn't get a Facebook warning. You know, maybe it's because I posted a picture on the Live Prank Show Network. Oh, I see what it is. I am so stupid. I'm really dumb today. Holy crap. Yeah, I didn't post it as the Live Prank Show Network. I should fix that right now. Holy crap, I'm dumb. Yeah. Yeah, let me play a song or two. I think it's break time. It's been almost an hour. 45 minutes at least. I'll be back. I'm gonna post on the thingies and that there's a live show.
Hey, you big bums! You bozos! We need a sports theme song quick!
Yeah!
Yeah! Get on that microphone and show them what we're all about!
Yeah!
I put it down for my favorite sports team.
Pink and purple.
South Lake Hills, unicorns are in the building.
Pink and purple.
Slam dunk, Super Bowl, fans all screaming.
Pink and purple.
Two hues you see when light reflects from a wavelength.
Pink and purple.
Pink blood.
Yeah.
Purple veins. I open up the sports theater with the curtain flames. It's Carl Winslow, y'all brought the Urkel game. Mess with those Lake Hills unicorns in certain pain. Helmet on tight, still gonna hurt your brain. Here to assert the game, turf on the shirt stain. We're enraged, unicorns busting out the cage. Call the sports shamans, tell them bring the sage. History is made when these wars are waged. Triple touchdown, embrace the J. Big fucking muscles get franchised. Lake Hills unicorns hitting balls to the sky. Triple tall, stack high, wiffle ball, bat pie. Slow-mo in the ozone, watch that glide.
Yeah.
Over the rafters, fans screaming, hear the crash. If you don't like sports, you're a fucking sociopath. I hold it down for my favorite sports team.
Pink and purple.
South Lake Hills unicorns are in the building.
Pink and purple.
Slam dunk, Super Bowl fans all screaming.
Pink and purple.
Two hues when you see light reflect from a wavelength.
Pink and purple.
Fuck nerdcore, this is sportscore. Praise the fucking J and check the scoreboard. Slam dunk for the horde, stay crunk for the lord. Shave it off for the fucking unicorns. Slam dunk steamers with a side of home runs. Unicorns got the mean trolls on the run. Close your eyes. Interception! Where's the Walgreens? Emergency contraception, you're gonna need it. That unicorn juice is so strong, get in your guts and it's on.
Yeah.
Game night, game's tied. Everybody is a winner when you get your exercise.
Yeah.
No liger ass in the Cymbalese, so get stung.
Bees.
I hold it down for my favorite sports team.
Pink and purple.
South Lake fucking Hills, unicorns in the building.
Pink and purple.
Slam dunk, Super Bowl fans all screaming.
Pink and purple.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Pink and purple, motherfucking purple.
Yeah.
The bridge.
Yeah.
Let's cross the bridge to victory.
Yeah. Come on, let's cross the bridge to victory. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
How you fucking crossed the bridge to victory that way?
Yeah.
And how much did you pay?
Yeah.
Every time I see you, the first thing I'm gonna say is yeah.
Yeah.
I hold it down for my favorite sports team. Pink and purple, motherfucking purple. South Lake Hills unicorns in the fucking building. Pink and fucking purple.
Yeah.
Slam dunk Super Bowls. Every motherfucking person's cheering.
Yeah.
Two motherfucking hues of light when it reflects from a motherfucking wavelength.
Yeah.
I love you, Mom. I put it down for my favorite sports team.
Pink and purple, pink and motherfucking purple.
South Lake Hills unicorns are in the building.
Pink and purple, pink and motherfucking purple.
Slam dunk Super Bowl fans all screaming.
Pink and purple, pink and motherfucking purple.
Two hues of light when it reflects from that wavelength.
Pink and purple, pink and motherfucking purple.
Yeah, we did it. Praise the J.
Smoke weed every day.
To replay, press 4. To erase, press 7. To save, press 9. Next message.
Hey, Josh, you know, you're such a tool. You never call me back. You're probably depressed, fucked up, whatever. I haven't been doing that good either. Like, I've been wanting to die all the time. And I've been getting in trouble for...
Whoa, spooky stuff. That was a voicemail that was on the end of that song, on the end of the YouTube video. I think I downloaded that song from the YouTube video. But that was the bomb, saying he really wants to die lately. And LOL, what a coincidence. He's dead now. Sorry, I don't mean to be disrespectful of the bomb, but yeah. The bomb's dead. I mentioned that on the last show. And then when I was doing the show notes, you know, I put various bomb things linked to various bomb videos that I had done, like prank calls to the bomb. And then I started searching for bomb music on YouTube, and I couldn't find any for some reason. And that's when I realized that Rappy McRapperson has taken his YouTube page down. And then I realized that Rappy McRapperson has taken his Twitter down and his Facebook page down. And nobody knows why, but Rappy's stuff is gone. I'm pretty sure he deleted it. It's not just hidden. He's deleted all of his videos. That really sucks. I did email him, and he replied, and he seems to be doing very good with life and all that, but he doesn't really... I don't know. I don't know why he took all his stuff down. I don't think he wants to talk about it. So, rest in peace, Rappy McRapperson. Some guy named Andrew is doing a show, or doing some sort of documentary thing, and he's asked me to record some video stuff for it, and he's doing a documentary about where the hell is Rappy McRapperson. Opiax, whatever your name is, he has a positive take on this. Maybe his videos are going to be on MTV. He's going to make MTV big again. Rappy's music is not lost, though. There is a torrent that I created about a year ago, and I will put a link to that in the show notes, but there's a Rappy torrent. It has all of Rappy's music, except some of the more recent stuff that is lost forever because it was on YouTube. But yeah, torrent link in the show notes on phonelosers.org. I will miss Rappy's videos. He's probably kidnapped by a rival nerdcore rapper. That's my personal guess. You know how nerdcore beef is, and people always dying and stuff. So yeah, I guess I should make some more calls, right? I need to impersonate the IRS just a little bit more before I quit for the day. Did any of you guys listen on Stitcher? Stitcher is a radio app for your iPhone and your Android. And I was messing around with my account, just kind of filling out things on it. You know, Twitter and Facebook links and all that stuff. You know, for the Phone Losers, Snowplow Show, Stitcher feed. And then I noticed my rank on Stitcher, out of all the shows on Stitcher, was 11,800. I was the 11,800th most popular show. Stitcher is kind of like TuneIn. It's just another way to listen to the archive of shows. So I decided to put... I put some embedded players on phonelosers.org, like on the last few posts for the podcast. And then I checked my rank again, and I'm 630 now. I went from 11,800 to 630 because I put embedded players on the site and people are clicking on them. So thanks, people, for making our show a little bit higher on Stitcher. I still doubt any random person is just going to find it because we're still 630th place, but I tried. I'm going to start putting Stitcher players up on the website, though. Because why not? I need to call some convenience stores. So by the way, I'm using my old Skype again. The old one from the phone show. The Skype name is phonelosers.org. And it's got all these caller IDs saved into it. So I now have a non-Skype caller ID on these phone calls I'm making. I think it's a 661 number, oddly enough, but it's not Skype. It's like a Google Voice caller ID that people are seeing. So it doesn't say Skype caller anymore on caller IDs, which is a good thing. Not an older version of Skype. My old account on Skype.
107, this is Blake.
Hi, this is Gary from the corporate office with Quick Trip.
Hey, what's going on, Gary?
Oh, nothing much. I'm just calling to do the weekly customer survey. Do you have a customer in there I could speak with?
Sure.
Any
random customer?
Yeah, any random customer. They get a free drink, a free fountain drink if they do the survey. It just takes like 1 minute.
I just pick one. Hey, man, you got like a quick minute?
Hi, this is Sandy.
Hi, Sandy. This is Gary from the corporate office with Quick Trip.
Yes, sir.
We're doing a survey, and we just need to, if you answer a few questions, you get a free drink.
Sure, that'd be great.
And a free tank of gas.
That'd be awesome.
Okay, great. All right, so question number one. On a scale of 1 to 10, how many fingers can you fit in your vagina? 1 to 10. 10 being 10 fingers, 1 being 1 finger.
Excuse me?
How many fingers can you fit in your vagina? For a free tank of gas, ma'am. 11?
I'm good, thanks.
No. It's free gas. It's free gas.
No, I'm good.
No, okay. Do you want a different question?
Sure.
Okay. On a scale of 1 to 10, how airtight can you be if you're fucking 3 guys at once?
This is Blake.
Oh, I guess she didn't want to do the survey. I'm not sure. I don't know. Does someone else there want to do the survey?
We actually have an empty house now.
Oh, fuck.
Sorry.
Fuck. Okay, well, we'll try back later then, maybe. I'm not sure why she didn't want to do the survey. Did she leave then? Oh, that's odd. He hung up. Okay, so, yeah, that was a quick trip in Oklahoma. I'm really behind on people send me numbers to call, and I just never call them. And this guy actually, he PayPal'd me $1. And sent me like 5 numbers to call, lots of gas station numbers. So, FBI voice changer guy, that was yours. You sent me that number to call and gave me $1 to call a bunch of numbers. And please do not send me money, you guys, to do pranks, because then the pranks suck and I feel bad and I feel like I should give your money back. So, I don't want money for pranks. That's not why I'm saying this guy gave me $1. I'm not trying to start a trend. You guys shower me with enough money, as it is. I'm not asking for money first, god damn it. He also sent me a couple of come-and-goes. I don't think I'm going to have much luck with come-and-goes, because we've done all of them. And someone else was doing them all too. Oh, it was that one guy. Public Nuisance Pranks. He was doing a ton of come-and-goes, and he was having limited success also. I mean, he was having pretty good success, but yeah, we did so much stuff to them years ago that they got memos. Good old come and go. We called every single come and go in the country several times at this point. So that phone call, 10 fingers in the vagina, was brought to you by FBI voice changer guy. You guys remember him, right? He was on a show last year. I think he was on other shows. I can't remember. I don't know. Maybe with Lux or something?
Go on, come go. This can help you.
Hi, this is Daryl from the corporate office with Come and Go.
Yes.
I'm just calling.
Just a second.
Oh, sure. So I did post the show announcement on Facebook, and it did pop up on the Twitter. Twitter.com/liveprankshows. So it does work. I was just dumb and I posted it the wrong way. I tried to be like a sloth and post a picture, and it didn't work out too good. Stupid me. Stupid.
Hello?
Hi.
Hello?
Hi. I was calling from the, I'm calling from the corporate office. I was just calling to do the customer survey. Do you have a customer there I could speak with? Just to do a quick...
Nobody's in the store now.
Oh, yeah. It sucks that you put the phone down while there's a customer there. I could have talked to them. God damn it. God damn it all to fucking hell.
Oh, yeah. That's nice.
God, you suck at your job. You need to learn how to do the surveys, god damn it. So that big failure was sponsored by FBI voice changer guy. Hi. Still there, ma'am? She's trying to pick up. I really need to get a sound effect of a dial tone, so when she picks up... I don't think I can be a believable dial tone. She keeps picking up. She wants to star 3-2 me. All right, I'm hanging up. Yes, I need a recording of a dial tone, and then I need a recording of a phone ringing. So when things like that happen, I can play a dial tone, and she'll dial a number. I will get the touch tones and decode them, and all kinds of craziness will ensue. So here's the number to a fast trip in Oklahoma. Don't think I know what a fast trip is.
Fast Trip number 5, this is Joe. How may I help you?
Hi, this is Jerry from the corporate office with Fast Trip.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, pretty good. I was just calling to do the weekly customer survey. Do you have a customer in there I could speak with?
Just a moment.
Okay.
Hello?
Hi, is this a customer?
Yes. What's really, your... as a matter of fact, I'm in here eating now.
Oh, okay. You're eating in there. What are you having today?
No, I just got me something to eat. I work across the road.
Oh, where do you work at?
Lube and Go.
Lube and Go?
Lube and Go.
Oh, Lube and Go. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Come over here every day.
Yeah, I just want to do a quick survey, and in return you'll get like a free fountain drink if you'd like. Or a coupon for one at least.
Okay, that'll work.
Okay. So on a scale of 1 to 10, how many fingers can you fit in your wife's vagina?
Oh, I don't know, about 5.
5 fingers. So she's not too loose. She's a little loose, but... Yeah, you know. Okay. Oh, what did he say? Something in lube? What in lube? I gotta look. Okay. I gotta do something. And I might need to go off the air for this. But wouldn't it be hilarious if I got lube job phone numbers from that guy? That's a terrible idea. I'm not gonna do that. So he gets back from his lunch break and all hell's breaking loose at the lube department. So, let's put in Fast Trip's phone number. Google Maps. Right across the street, there is a donut palace and Lube and Go. That's what it is, Lube and Go. I'm kind of thinking, I don't know. It looks like it could be an independent place. And independent places aren't as easy to do. Yeah. Eh, he's endured enough for me. I like the name, though. Lube and Go. Yeah, I'm not gonna... Well, wait, I should at least call... Okay, Lube and Go, let me get their phone number.
Go.
Hi, is this Lube and Go?
Huh?
Is this Lube and Go?
Yeah.
Hey, this is Jerry. I'm the manager across the street over at the Conoco Fast Trip.
Yeah.
And one of your guys that works over there, he's in here eating. And he's just causing a scene. He's like yelling at us. He's like, he grabbed one of the display racks and just flipped it over and like threw it across the room. Like, do you know what
it's for?
I don't know. He just got angry for some reason. He said his meal wasn't good. He's like complaining about his meal. Was he drunk today? Do you know? Was he drunk?
Oh, no. No, no. No, them guys don't drink.
I don't know.
Is there two of them over there?
Yeah, yeah. And just, I mean, they're both being kind of belligerent. But one of them, I don't know his name, but he grabbed the display rack and just whoosh, like threw it across the store. It hit an old lady. And,
I'll get him out of there.
And then he took beer bottles and like he broke some coolers, like threw them through the cooler doors. I don't know what's going on. It's just craziness in here right now. We don't know what to do.
I'll get him out of there.
Well, I don't think we're going to let him be able to let him come in here and eat anymore.
Okay, that's all right.
You're going to come and get him though?
Okay. Yeah.
Like, do you have restraints? Like collar or, I don't know, something? It just seems, it's going to take more than one person.
No, it won't.
He's all hopped up on something crazy. Oh, yeah, if you could come over, that'd be so great. I'd appreciate it.
Okay.
Thank you so much. Okay. Neon Bit said to say he's yelling about how he's going to give everybody a lube job. I wish I would have said that. I'm watching on Google Maps and I'm expecting to see a man run out of the lube and go across the street into Fast Trip. But it's not working. I don't know why. I think I need to call the donut shop. The Donut Palace. So now what should I do? Should I call Fast Trip? Or should, wait. I should wait a minute. Let's wait a minute. I'm going to wait just 1 minute. I'm not going to do anything. I'm going to let the guy get over there. First. While we're waiting, I need to thank somebody. I wrote his name down. Chris Bessier. He is a listener of the show. Sorry if you didn't want me to say your last name. But he heard me complaining all the time about, using two computers, not being able to copy and paste from one computer to the other, and messing up, you know, typing in the wrong keyboards. And he told me, people have told me about this before, but I've never listened. It's a program called Synergy, and it lets me use my laptop to control my desktop. Like it's like having three screens. My laptop mouse can move up and it goes on the other two screens like magic, and I can copy and paste things, I can drag things across. So it saves a ton of desk space, and I love Chris Bessier for telling me about this. It's made not only the show easier, but just everything I do easier. This show is brought to you by Synergy. Everyone should use Synergy. I'm going to hook it up to my Asterisk server soon. And use it on that too, because it's Linux compatible and Mac compatible. Neon Bit says it sounds like black magic, and I'm pretty sure it is, but I don't care, because it's worth it. It works really well, never crashes, never gives me problems. It's amazing. I love it. It's completely transformed my entire life. Synergy's the best. Everyone gets Synergy. It's free. It doesn't cost anything. But you can donate.
Fast Trip number 5, this is Joe. How may I help you?
Hi, this is James from the corporate office in the security department. Were you having problems in your store there?
Sir, there's not a James that works at our corporate office.
No, I'm in the security department of the corporate office. I'm watching on the security cameras. I saw a guy in there, like, throwing stuff around.
You have the wrong store, sir.
No, it's definitely that store.
I'm afraid there was nobody in here throwing anything around.
Oh, did you have a problem with the people across the street, maybe?
No.
Well, did someone else come in from the Lube and Go and drag him out, kicking and screaming?
No.
That's what I saw on the camera.
Nah, I'm afraid not.
How many Lubengo people are in there right now?
None?
Did they make him leave? Did they angrily stomp out?
There's nobody that works at our corporate office by your name.
Okay. Okay. That was fun. Maybe the guy I did the survey with got angry and left. I doubt it. She could see right through my ruse. That phone call is brought to you by Synergy. Making RBCP's life easier since 2014. And FBI voice changer guy, who paid upwards of 20 cents for that phone call. Alright, the last one. Ow, that hurt. The last one on FBI's voice changer guy's list. I don't know what to do with it. He gave me the number to a McDonald's. He wants me to ask for Austin, because Austin is an assistant manager. He gave me the district manager's phone number also, and gave me the district manager's name. Austin's probably quit by now, because the turnover rate at your average McDonald's is pretty high. So I don't know. I don't know what to do. I'll say I'm the internal revenue service. I guess, maybe.
McDonald's safety, it's Harold.
Hi, is Austin there?
Hello?
Is Austin there?
Austin?
Austin.
No, there's no Austin here.
There's no Austin that works there?
No.
Why are you being so defensive about it?
I'm just telling you, there's no Austin that works here.
Is there
What's
a Harold? Is Harold the district manager?
Well, I'm the DM. I don't understand what's going on.
Oh, are you Harold?
Yes.
Oh, hey, Harold. I'm calling about Austin.
Austin doesn't work here.
Do you know who he is? Did he quit?
No, I don't.
Did he quit recently?
He quit 2 months ago.
Oh, so you know who he is. You're just fucking with me. Ugh. God.
No, I can't understand you. I thought you said, do you know where he is? No, I don't. Do I know who he is? Yes, he used to work for me.
Oh, okay. I'm calling...
And I don't appreciate the language.
Oh,
I'm busy right
fuck
now.
You. Look, I'm calling from the internal revenue service. Oh, really? Really? That's how it's going to be, Harold. We'll see about that. I'm going to call Harold's cell phone. Did I call that or what? I said Austin didn't work there anymore. Hi, Harold?
Yeah.
Hey, I'm calling from the internal revenue service about Austin.
Okay, here's the deal. Austin doesn't work there anymore. I don't know where he is.
Well,
I don't appreciate people using the F word with me.
I'm just calling about his fucking taxes. It seems like he claimed too many dependents.
Here's the deal. Once again, you used the F word. I don't know about his taxes. I don't care about his taxes.
Oh, no, you hired him. It's your problem.
No, here's the deal.
It's your store. He worked there.
So what do you want to know?
You fucking goddamn idiot. Oh,
don't call me using that language.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Like, he claimed...
No, you're not sorry. I don't want you to use that language with me.
Hey, listen, I'll set an audit on your store.
I don't care who you are. Austin has something to do with this fact, because Austin can call me.
Okay,
thank you.
Typing into the computer right now, you get an audit. Auditing Harold. That was fun. I don't know where to go with that anyway, so I'm just going to delete it and be done with it. Thanks for the dollar, FBI voice changer guy. Those were kind of fun, I suppose. I have a ton of other submissions I need to get to. I need to organize them and put them in my show notes and stuff like I did for these. I'll do that soon on the next show. Hopefully I'll have some more submissions to call. So I guess the show's over. I did all of the submissions that I prepared. Right? It's over.
Attention fans of funny music. The first ever comedy music convention is here, with performances by Carrie Dalby,
Devo Spice,
Garden Fresh,
The Great Luke Ski,
Tony Goldmark,
Matt Griffo,
Dan Hart,
Insane Ian,
Phil Johnson,
Pasa Velasco,
Power Salad,
Raymond and Scum,
Sea Monkey,
Tom Smith,
and Worm Quartet.
And presenting this year's special guest of honor, legendary radio personality Dr. Demento.
Funkfest is taking place June 20th through 22nd at the Westin North Shore in Wheeling, Illinois, just outside Chicago. Tickets for the weekend are just $35 until March 31st. Join us for live concerts,
panels,
Dr. Demento's Festival of Dementia,
Demented Karaoke,
a Q&A with Meet Morph Studios,
and the 4th Annual Logan Whitehurst Memorial Awards for Excellence in Comedy Music, hosted by Dr. Demento.
Hi, this is Dr. Demento. Come join me and my friends from the Fump at Fumpfest this June in Chicagoland.
Visit FumpFest.com to register for the event and reserve your hotel now. That's FumpFest.com.
That was a commercial. No, the end. I did not get paid to play that. I'm playing it because I get lots of this wacky music that I play on the show from thefump.com, and I'm just trying to give a little bit back to them. So that's their convention that's coming up this summer. I'm trying to convince Matt Hillock to go because it's in his neighborhood, but he probably won't. Everyone should go to that. Fump Fest. Meet Dr. Demento. I'd go just to meet Dr. Demento. That'd be kind of awesome. Weird Al has given Dr. Demento piggyback rides, and that's a reason to go there and meet Dr. Demento. I have one other submission here. It's a submission from someone whose name is Number One Mom. She wants me to call and do a reference call for Shayna, who works at Walmart, and she gave me the number to the Walmart. But I don't know how that would work. I mean, I'm supposed to call Walmart and do a reference check on Shayna that already works there? Maybe I'll just see if Shayna's working.
Thank you for calling Walmart.
Then I'm with Walmart. How can I help you?
Hi, could I talk to an employee there? Her name's Shayna.
Shayna?
Uh-huh.
Hold on one moment.
Okay. OFIX, did you really just install Synergy? That's crazy. You should donate money to them, because I didn't. I'm a jerk. I want to, though. Like, next time I install it, next time I go to their website and install Synergy on another computer, I'm going to give them a couple bucks. So maybe I'll save Shayna for later. I'm guessing the lady probably just radioed, like, hey, everyone, is there Shayna working here? And she's probably not there right now. I said something on the last show, or maybe the show before, I don't know. I said that Jill had accidentally got me addicted to Art Bell. And I've been listening to a lot of Art Bell on Shoutcast lately, and I can't believe how many people have written to me on various things, on Facebook and Twitter and everywhere else, saying, oh my god, you like Art Bell, that's crazy, I love Art Bell.
Hello? Hi. Shayna's not here today.
Oh no, will she be there tomorrow maybe? Should I try back tomorrow?
I have no idea.
Okay, I'll try back every single day until I get her.
Okay, may I ask what it's regarding and I can leave a note?
Oh, I'm just calling from the corporate office with Walmart. It's about her taxes.
Okay.
About her tax forms. She filled them out wrong because she's dumb. So yeah, I'll try back later, I guess.
I'm assuming she'll be here tomorrow since she's not here today.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
I just don't know what time.
Yeah. Okay, well, I'll just try all day, every day, till I get her.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Have a nice day.
You too.
Bye. Tomorrow. Oh, that means I have to do a show tomorrow, right? I guess I'm doing a show tomorrow. But yeah, I said I was into Art Bell. I've been listening to Art Bell constantly. I listened to him this morning before the show. I fell asleep to Art Bell last night. And I don't know. Everybody's saying, wow, you listen to Art Bell. There was a point to that. What was my point? I lost my train of thought because of Walmart. Ah, stupid Art Bell. You know, I used to have Art Bell's phone numbers. Like, I didn't know who he was in the late 90s. And someone gave me his address. I knew he was a radio guy. And I had the phone company, Nevada Bell, do a search on his address. And I got all of his call-in lines, but I also got his personal phone lines. And I think at DEF CON in 2000 or so, we prank called him or something. I don't remember what happened. I wasn't too interested because I didn't know who the hell Art Bell was.
Oh my God, Arby!
Hey, Stacy!
Oh my God, I'm so happy!
Why are you happy?
Do you know how many people fucking message me every day asking me about the next show? Oh my God, it's so annoying.
You should just delete your Facebook and your YouTube and be like Rappy.
I kind of considered that. So, what happened to Rappy?
I don't know. Who knows?
Did he really die?
No, he's alive. I emailed him last night, and I think he's just sick of all the BS. He just wants to move on and do new things.
Oh.
That's my take on the whole thing, but I don't know.
So he wants to grow up.
Maybe. He's not going to be like me and be doing wacky music when he's 40.
I know. I had that idea too.
What, of growing up?
Yeah.
Ah, screw that. Don't grow up. It's fun to be really immature and laughed at by all your peers.
Ooh, speaking of immature, I have some new apartment ideas.
Uh-oh.
One of them involves, there's like these really noisy kids above my apartment,
mm-hmm.
or they're used to me. So I was thinking about calling and saying that we have a noise complaint, but we already took care of it.
What, we killed the kids?
Well, we don't actually say that. We just tell them. We tell them that, and then they'll freak out, hopefully.
No, we can't imply that we murdered children.
I didn't say anything about murdering children. All we gotta do is just be like, yeah, there was a lot of noise upstairs. We heard some people having sex, or we heard kids running around, or somebody's cat was on fire or something. And we go, but don't worry, we took care of it. And then I also wanted to call, like, one of those environmental groups, like, especially for beaches and stuff. You know how they have those, like, beach preservation, you know, bullshit groups?
Yeah, I'll trust you. And
I had this idea because I was in San Francisco where there were a lot of homeless people. And then I went to the beach where there were a lot of seagulls. And I thought maybe we should kill two birds with one stone.
There you go, kill again.
And tell them that the seagull population is a problem, and we've started feeding seagulls to the homeless, and we just wanted to let them know, you know, maybe they can promote it, because we need more people out there helping squash the homeless problem. Or we could call homeless shelters and ask them if they'll accept seagulls.
Okay. It sounds like we need to do a show soon.
Yeah, we do.
You know we're on the air right now, right?
Oh, okay. Can we do it now?
Yeah, we could. I don't know. Which one should we do? Should we murder children in an apartment or the other?
Maybe we should start out by asking, like, the most humane way to kill seagulls and see what they say. And then later on admit to killing seagulls for homeless people.
Who would we ask that?
And be like, you don't want the homeless people to starve, do you?
Who are we asking that, though? The police?
Hang on,
should I call the police?
The group.
Police department?
You can call the police department, but actually, I found there's an ocean preservation group. It's called Ocean Preservation Society. Oh, wow. Should I be saying that on the air?
Sure, why not? I'll delete it. I mean, I'll erase it from the podcast.
And this group is actually from San Francisco, so it's actually perfect. And
why is that perfect?
I'm going to send it to you.
Is that some kind of gay joke?
Because there's a lot of homeless people in San Francisco. Oh. No, there's a lot of homeless people in San Francisco.
Ah, yeah. So, all up and down the West Coast is just big, crazy homeless populations. They like being homeless.
Yeah. I sent it to you on Facebook. Cause...
Ah, really?
Yeah.
Okay, let me go find it. People in the chat room are asking, where the hell is the Walmart video? God damn it. That's what they say.
On my iPhone, and I don't know how to get it off my iPhone because I don't use my iPhone. So
plug it into a Windows machine, and there it is.
I don't have a Windows machine. If you go to the Contact Us page,
okay,
you can see.
Okay. Should I call their fax line or their voice line?
I don't know. Who do you want to talk to?
Okay, so you're going to ask them, right?
I can, yeah.
Okay, good.
Okay.
I'm going to attempt to call them. Just mail me your phone. You've got to have friends that have Windows.
I don't have friends.
Good morning, Oceanic Society. This is Donna.
Oh, hi. My name is Stacy. I had a question pertaining to the environmental situation in the San Francisco Bay. I didn't know if you guys had someone I could talk to about wildlife there.
Yeah, we don't really do so much with the Bay, per se. You know, we're a sort of a global conservation organization, as well as we run local whale watch trips. There is... Hold on, I'm just trying
to... It doesn't matter where. It's not really the location. Okay. I'm just trying to find out more about the wildlife there, specifically the seagulls.
Okay. You know, do you have a specific maybe question? You can email it to me and I can probably forward it to someone or?
No, I really need to talk to someone because it's kind of a pressing matter. Like, we already started with the project and I don't know if we're doing it right.
Oh, okay.
I need some advice.
Unless I have more details, I have to find someone. We don't have anyone in the office here. We have part-time naturalists and that sort of thing, but I'd have to give them your contact details and that sort of thing.
Are you good at, like, what the proper, like, procedure and protocol is for the most humane way to take seagulls and feed them to the homeless, because that's what we kind of started doing. And I don't know if we're doing it right. But, I mean, they love seagulls.
Yeah, you know, there may be some laws that you're not supposed to be doing that.
I mean, it's been done. Yeah. I can't really go. But, I mean, the homeless people love it, though, because... it's a good food source, and there's way too many seagulls. And somebody came up to me today because I had a spear, and I had actually a few guys that I hired to help me out that are really good at it. And they said, you can't do that. And I said, well, I've been doing this for a while, right? And it really provides a service, you know?
Yeah, I understand. But if there are federal or state laws in place that are against that, I mean, I can't change those. So I'm not really sure. That's not something we do. That's not something we do or have ever dealt with.
It sounds like you're trying to tell me what to do right now. So, I mean, it sounds like you're trying to tell me what to do right now.
Oh, well, I think it just needs to be looked into because I don't know if they're protected or not. They may be. So,
you guys are really authority on this.
I'm not an authority on this.
Well, the homeless, I don't know why you don't care about homeless people, but, you know, they need to eat too. And I think that's very
insensitive. Oh, I understand. You know what? I don't make the laws, and I don't know. So I'm not the right person to be talking to. As I said, that's just not something we handle or have ever dealt with. Okay? What's that?
Yeah, well, I'm putting your website on our website, and we're going to list you as the authority on this. So.
No, no, please don't do that. We are not an authority on that, and we would, and we don't give you permission to do that. So if we see that, we will have to take action.
Well, I'm not going to tell you what the name of my group is. I'm just going
to
keep.
Well, I don't need to know the name of your group. I'm not going to take any action, but I don't. You cannot use our name for that.
Well, good. Okay, if you're not going to take any action, that's what I'm doing.
Okay, thank you,
ma'am. I'm the co-person of this nonprofit, ma'am. Aw, I wanted to call her Hitler.
You can call her back. I'm sorry, I forgot something. You're Hitler.
You forgot what?
You can be like, I'm sorry, I forgot something. You're Hitler. I'll shut up.
Oceanic Society, this is Stacy.
Ma'am, do you just want the homeless to die? Is that what it is? You don't like the homeless? You're just hoping they all die? Because they don't have seagulls to eat?
I'm sorry?
Oh, is this not who I talked to before?
No.
Oh, okay. So you're not Hitler. Is there some other lady in the office there?
Yeah. But maybe you need to speak with our COO. And she's not in the office right now, so...
I want to talk to the lady that's basically Hitler 2.0.
I'm sorry, but that's not appropriate, and I'm not going to put anybody else on the phone.
She's not appropriate. She's the one that wants all the homeless to die.
I'm sorry, you know...
she wishes death to all homeless.
I think it might be best if you call back later and speak with our COO.
No, I'm gonna keep calling back till I get Hitler. Mrs. Hitler.
Okay, well, that's not going to happen.
I bet it will eventually if I keep calling enough.
Okay, and then we will... Once our COO comes in, she will speak with you, and then we'll continue to go from there.
Good.
Okay.
Good.
I've got the website updated. Thank you.
I hope people in your family die of starvation because they didn't have enough seagulls.
Those poor kids in Africa. We could have solved the whole starvation problem.
I think you're onto something. Do you want to call an apartment and tell them about the children we murdered?
Well, I don't know about children that we murdered. Maybe we should make it a little lighter.
What was your idea?
Okay,
the place is called Rocky Creek. I will post... Oh. It's called Rocky...
Perfect.
Rocky Creek. It looks like it does have multiple stories.
Good, good.
And... Okay, I'm going...
Oh, you know what? While I'm complaining, you should just yell in the background, "Honey, I took care of it." Like, really... And then I'll be like, oh, never mind.
All done.
Yeah. I'll just be like, never mind.
Bill Mann says bear trap under the stairs. Cut the children's legs off.
Yeah, if you do that, I'll just try to pretend like I'm trying to get off the phone. And they'll want to stay on.
Thank you for calling Rocky Creek Apartments. Oh. Office hours are from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday.
5 p.m.
a.m. to 5 p.m. on Saturday.
Oh, this is annoying.
So you're going to leave a message?
Yes.
Thank you for calling Rocky Creek Apartments. Our office hours are from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Saturday.
What?
And 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. on Sunday. We are sorry we missed your call, but if you will leave your name, your telephone number, and the nature of your call, we will call you back shortly.
Hey, this is Stacy. I just wanted to let you know there were a few kids out here being really loud. I already took care of it. If you see or hear anything about it, it wasn't me. Maybe we can call back and like they'll be like, "What was that about?"
That'll give them something to think about. We could try one more, I guess.
Do you want to make up some fake coupons for restaurants?
What?
You should call a pizza place and say you have a coupon for a free blowjob.
I should make some for real and go in.
Just
give it to them.
You're like, maybe I can get a blowjob out of this.
I may as
well do it in person, right?
I used to have a fake coupon on my bulletin board, but it's gone. It was like a really official-looking Pizza Hut coupon And it said all the crazy stuff I got, and then at the end is like, and all the money in the fucking register.
Oh, I showed one restaurant just their Facebook page with a coupon on it, because the lady had no idea what I was talking about. When I thought about it, I was like, maybe I could set up a bunch of fake Facebook pages for different restaurants, make it look all official and shit, and well, just show, you know, the cashiers that.
Back in 2000, or maybe the late 90s, back when the internet was new, my wife at the time, she used an Arby's coupon that she printed out, you know, to get us like a free something at Arby's.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I was surprised that that was so easy to do. So I made some fake coupons. I think they were also for Arby's, and they worked just fine. I got like free things. I just did it like once to see if it would work, but.
Sure.
I don't know if it'd be a little bit harder these days with, I don't know, probably a little more organized with the whole internet thing.
Yeah, I think the internet's a little more organized now.
Okay, here's an apartment. I gotta go soon too, so I think the show's about over.
Oh no!
Well, you called in like right at the end. It's your fault.
Well, you didn't call me.
I'm not supposed to call you.
How am I supposed to know when you do shows?
You should hang out in the Madhouse chat room all the time.
Oh my god.
Yeah, we got to do a whole show together soon. Like get some new apartments done. And
we've had apartment ideas before that we've talked about. Remember?
I think we did them all.
No, we had some. Hold on, let me see. Oh, you're sending me stuff on Skype. I can't really see it while I'm talking.
Oh, yeah, I was sending you stuff while you were on the phone earlier.
I had a few other ideas, but maybe we can make this. Oh, I remember now. We put coffee in the hot water heater. I posted a video about that on Facebook. Did you see it?
Maybe. Coffee in the hot water heater.
Yeah, these European guys put coffee in the hot water heater.
Oh, yeah, I remember you told me about that. Like, I saw another one where these guys, they hooked up kegs of beer to their plumbing.
Yeah, and, like, they turned on the hot water and it was coffee. Cold water and it was just water. So.
It's brilliant.
I'm gonna tell them that my coffee-making hot water heater is clogged or something.
Okay, here's one. It's a two-bedroom, one-bathroom. I don't know if there are multiple stories, though.
I'm going to say I broke into the maintenance closet, if they say it's for the whole building.
All right. Hello?
Hello, this is Stacy. How are you?
All right. I'm all right. How you doing?
Good. Mm-hmm. What's your name?
I'm sorry?
What's your name?
Oh, I ain't told you who this is.
No.
I don't get to be none of your business then.
Wait.
Yeah?
Did you call me or did we call you? I'm really confused right now.
You call me.
This is not some apartment complex?
I'm sorry.
Who are you?
You might have done got the wrong number.
No, I think you got the wrong number. I think you want me, don't you?
What the hell was that?
What the hell?
That was weird.
You should call him and tell him to stop hitting on me. I thought it was like somebody playing a joke on us.
Yeah, that's what it sounded like. Maybe somebody just put a fake apartment on Craigslist to mess with callers. Sinks from the chat room says it's the janitor. He was just mopping in the room and the phone rang, so.
You have reached the voicemail box of 66.
Okay, well, I guess we give up on that one.
Save that number, because that guy sounds hilarious. He's just not answering right now.
Hey, I've been impersonating the IRS a bunch on today's show. And yesterday, Samantha, she sent me this file of you and her doing a prank call where you impersonated the IRS.
Oh, I remember now. I didn't hear it yet, but then after she posted it, I remembered. So it was that came from, I think, openbook.org or something like that. One of those websites that searches social media, and this guy bragged about his new car.
His new truck and his new phone. Yeah. And then you call him up, and it turns out it's like a company truck and an iPhone 3GS.
Supposedly.
Oh, yeah. He's probably playing it down so he didn't get charged by the IRS.
Oh, yeah. We found that by searching for my new phone. I can search on Twitter for my new phone.
Yeah, yep. I got to get going. I got to go.
Well, you can do one
shit
more.
To do. Yeah, I guess I could do one more. You want me to look for a Yelp? I have Yelp.
I got my new phone number. Just put it in quotes and put it in the search box. I got several.
Okay.
Right here. I want to find a good one.
Fine.
Whatever. I don't want it to be some young teenager, because then she or he will be stupid.
Yeah, I accidentally asked some 17-year-old if she was a pimp today. I didn't know she was that old.
Oh, this guy. This guy is perfect. This guy is hyped up on morphine right now.
Oh, yes. Is he really? Yeah. Like, what? He says that?
Yeah.
All right.
Yep.
What's the number? So that's all it says? It just says I'm hyped up on morphine?
Well, call it.
All right.
Hello?
Patrick.
Yeah, man.
Hey. Patrick, Brad, you guys know each other?
Hi, Patrick.
Brad. Hey, Cactus.
Holy crap, it's Patrick.
Yes, it is.
Hi, Patrick.
Holy shit. Brad, yeah, that's your
own, Brad. Yeah, Stacy's ambushing me and making me call you.
Can I put you on speaker?
No.
Yeah, I gotta put you on speaker. Hold on.
I don't allow it. Who the fuck is this?
I know. Hold on. Okay, Cactus.
Oh, Cactus. That's hilarious.
That drives me crazy. I'm his wife.
You drive my wife crazy.
Can you shut your wife the fuck up? She gets on my nerves, that shrill, annoying fucking voice of hers.
I know.
Yeah, lucky too, Brad.
Okay, well, nice talking to you.
I have to go pee-pee in Brad's mouth.
No, you guys were the best when you called that number to mine. The tub in the apartment or whatever.
That was hilarious.
Oh, you sent in an apartment once?
Yeah, the water through the ceiling or through the floor or something like that.
Ah.
That was funny.
Hopefully I didn't send the cops after you accidentally.
Yeah.
Like that one person I did. But anyway, you're live on the air, and I'm quitting the show now, so I'm going to hang up on you.
Wait. This guy has Mormon rentals. Mormon roommate numbers. Do you want to call those?
No. I have to go. I have things to do today.
You shouldn't have opened this can of worms.
Yeah, thanks for tricking me into this. Well, we're on the air right now. You're live on the air on Madhouse.
On the air on Madhouse Live.
Are you recording this episode then?
What's that?
Are you recording this episode then?
Yeah, it'll be on phonelosers.org eventually, soon.
No. No, well, we're going to delete
it. Cactus.
Yeah.
And I need more stickers.
Okay. Give me your address. Okay, I'll send you free stickers. And I hate your speakerphone. Fuck your goddamn speakerphone. Bye.
Okay.
Who was that? Like, I don't know.
I don't remember what we did, but we called him for something. I forgot what it was. I totally forgot. But he said he was high on morphine. And I don't know if he really understood what we were saying because he was high on morphine. But
just now he was high on morphine?
Yeah.
Oh. He'll probably just think that was... It didn't really happen. Yeah, well, thanks for tricking me into calling somebody that It's not really a prank.
Yesterday, he sent me a message that says, I need you to prank my former landlord. And that's all he said. Ah. So I asked him, what's your landlord's number? And he goes, he's like, call me. I'm stoned on morphine, so this should be good. And I was like, what's your landlord's number? He goes, why?
Good for him.
Like, you forgot already? Anyway, I'm going to get a bunch of Mormon numbers for you for next time.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, we got to do a show soon. We got to, like, plan out a show and do a crazy, wacky show.
You want to do it on... When do you want to do it?
Who knows? I don't know.
Aw.
I don't know. Sometime soon.
You promise?
Maybe. We'll see. I don't know. I don't know, because, like, you're the type that just tricks me and makes me call people. And
what about Thursday?
Oh, it's a number we can prank. Just kidding. It's... Someone who's going to
hey, sweetheart, what about Thursday? You want to do Thursday?
Maybe. What's today? Tuesday? Yeah, maybe. Thursday would be all right.
Okay. All right, I'll get on Skype.
But no guarantees.
Okay, I'll wait on Skype all day.
Because, you know, I might shoot up a bunch of heroin that day and just lay around the house. And.
Or you might shoot up a bunch of heroin and shoot yourself like Kurt Cobain.
Yeah, maybe. Who knows? Could happen.
Oh, no. Johnny Pacific says, or Tux, he says, ugh.
Bye, Stacy. Well, thank you, Stacy, for extending the show a little bit longer than I was planning on going. Tux keeps telling me to call the White House Situation Room, and it's a public number, so it's completely legal because it's a public number. And guess what? Police stations, those are public numbers. FBI field offices, those are public numbers, but I'm not going to prank call them. God. But anyway, welcome back, Tux. I remember Tux. You used to do a show with Polkja or something. It's good to see you back in the chat room. Let's see. Anything else I was supposed to do? I never did really take a real break today, so sorry if everyone has to pee right now. But yeah, I'm quitting for the day. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Sorry that I didn't announce the show until it was halfway over. Oops. Yep, show notes will be on phonelosers.org. And visit the Facebook and the Twitter and all that stuff. Figure it out. I don't know. There's URLs on the show notes. Bye, everyone. Oh, and click on Stitcher. Listen through Stitcher. Because my goal is to be number 503 instead of 600 and whatever. I'm really excited about that happening soon. We're going to end with Rappy McRapperson in hopes that it will somehow summon him back to, you know, having a YouTube and a Twitter and you know, being alive and stuff. So here's Crystalline.
Crystalline.
Show on Thursday and tomorrow. I got to do a show tomorrow, remember? Bye, everyone.
Obliviousness devoid of light till a blue ball enters his sight. It gets bigger, blue, green, and white. Tight latch spaceships through the nighttime. Crashing matches, making splashes, pulling latches. Open hatches, open latches. Greens and splashes, making prints in sandy pastures. Filtered UV light, the air is sanitized. He takes a couple steps, and he sends with the tides. A city past a hill, looks nearly reachable. A 1,000-meter tower, crystalline color so full. Ah!
Crystalline. Crystalline. Crystalline.
Faces melted, congealed gelatin. Melting drips off spooky skeletons. Light years, dark days, empires decay. Time melt spins, years drip through slow days. Fumes and tubes and super glue. And mile high towers, crystal blue. In a 10-foot booth, smoking like Babe Ruth, stepping up to the plate like a baseball dude. And when that plate was stepped up to, some awesome stuff was confessed to. And in the nighttime, squawking agents busted through and handcuffed you. This one's for the kids in Lake Hills Juvenile Hall. Pooching prison dynamite and burn out all the walls.
Crystalline. Crystalline.
This one's for the kids in Lake Hills County Juvenile Detention. In red jumpsuits crying, ah! Nursing MRSA wound infection. This one's for the kids in Lake Hills Juvenile Hall. Hooch up prison dynamite and burn down all the walls. Laces melted, congealed gelatin, melting drips off spooky skeletons. Light years, dark days, empires decay. Time melts, spins years, drip through slow days. Fumes and tubes and super glue. Mile high towers, crystal blue. And a 10-foot boots looking like Babe Ruth. Stepping up to the plate like a baseball dude.
Crystalline.